a series of crises that are as bad as anything that we have seen since the end of the Great Depression and the onset of World War II. We've got serious issues in terms of our foreign policy, where we've deployed our military around the world, and at the same time, everyone is, you know, focusing its last 4 weeks on this crisis that we have in our economy and how it interrelates with the world financial systems. And looking at the nature of these problems and how complex they are and the type of leadership that it's going to take in order to solve them, we want people in our government who have had a variety of experiences, who can look at problems in a different sort of way. That's one thing I think I've been able to do with my own background. And Tom Perriello is that kind of person. He has spent a good bit of time on the ground in places like Kosovo and Darfur and Afghanistan. He has seen problems around the world from a different perspective. He's a very bright and energetic fellow, and I think he would be a great addition to the Congress.
We're talking with Senator Jim Webb. Can you talk a little bit about what you learned behind the scenes that most of America didn't get when it comes to this meltdown and your thinking going into that vote for the for this bailout package?
Right. I was a very reluctant yes on that vote. From the day that the program as defined by Secretary Paulson was announced, which was a different program than we ended up voting on, our staff worked day and night through the weekends trying to come up with the right kind of fixes to the program. The program was announced on a Friday. On Saturday, I wrote a letter to Chairman Dodd, who was doing the negotiations on behalf of the Senate, outlining five different points that I believed had to be included in this program before I would support it. And they were that we had to address re-regulation, that deregulation had caused a lot of this problem. We had to limit the power of the Secretary of the Treasury. I'm very concerned still about the transfer of power to the executive branch. That we had to get the taxpayers of America an upside. If we're putting the money in, this is buying assets, and there is a likelihood that these assets are going to be worth more when they sell them, and if so, that money should come back to the Treasury, and we should limit executive compensation. So we pushed on these. I spoke on the Senate floor on that Monday. I wrote another letter to Senator Reid, the majority leader, on Thursday, and I spoke again on the floor at length about why this needed to happen. And we were given clear signals that if we did not do something in a timely way, that there would be the potential for a global meltdown. So there was a serious reason to try to put together something that would be workable in terms of Secretary Paulson and Chairman Bernanke, but also acceptable to the voters here and the taxpayers. And so they addressed all five areas that our staff was putting on the table, and that others, I had eight senators join me on the second letter, not to the level that I thought this was terrific, but to the level that I believe it was acceptable given the fact that we had to do something. And it's not the end of it. And we got a commitment to look at re-regulation. We got oversight from the Secretary of Treasury. We got the upside. We got some limits on executive compensation. And we're going to stay on top of this. But this is only one piece of several pieces that are affecting the global financial markets right now. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that, A, we're fair to the taxpayers, but B, that we keep our economic system in place.
We're talking with Senator Jim Webb. Do you think there will be action taken for the homeowners now, one out of six who now hold mortgages that they owe more than the actual property is worth, and that value continues to go down? McCain talked about this. Senator McCain talked about this in the last debate. There's been criticism of his plan. But do you think there might be some type of action taken directly with homeowners?
Well, we started working on that months ago. separately from this bailout provision. And Senator Dodd actually took the lead on that. And it is common sense that if people are having trouble paying their mortgage, the option of working together with the financial institution and the homeowner to get a formula that allows them to stay in their house is a much better alternative than foreclosure and watching what happens to other values in the same neighborhood and the downward spiral. So we've been talking about this for months. There ought to be a way to do this. And as I said, Senator Dodd has been on this, and I've been supporting him.
Let me ask you this. As a veteran of a hard-fought campaign, what are your thoughts as you watch the nightly news about the strategies going on both sides in the race for the White House this year?
Well, it was pretty clear months ago that this was going to get ugly. There was no other likelihood, just given how close the campaign was going to be, and it has gotten ugly. And the one thing that I would say is that I have a great deal of admiration for the way that Barack Obama has kept his cool. And I've said this on a number of occasions. He has the composure and the temperament that I think we all could be comfortable with if he were elected president and became commander-in-chief.
What are your thoughts about right now? Former Governor Mark Warner is way ahead in the polls at this point now, just a few weeks out. It's looking like it's not even going to be close, this election. What are your thoughts about working with Mark Warner in the U.S. Senate?
I think Mark Warner and I are going to have a great working relationship, and the two of us together, I think the set of experiences that we have are very complementary when it comes to the needs of the people here in Virginia. I've got a lot of time in my life spent on national defense issues, national security issues. I've spent a lot of time as a journalist, as a writer, as a conceptual thinker. Mark Warner's got great experience in the business background. He's going to make a real contribution in terms of finding solutions for the economic situation that we're in. And we have a very comfortable personal relationship. And I would like to say, by the way, that I had a really great and positive relationship with John Warner. I'd known him since I was 25 years old. We set the tone for bipartisan solution, working towards solutions in the Senate, and he has given great service to our country. So I think that the experience that I had with John Warner was a good handoff on a lot of issues in Virginia. We both were on the Armed Services Committee. There's more than $40 billion a year in defense contracts that come into Virginia. And Mark Warner and I are going to, I think, be very compatible.
Let me ask you this last question, because I know you're very busy. Senator McCain was one of the very outspoken leaders of the opposition against your GI Bill. Now he's on the stump saying, "I'm your leader when it comes to supporting veterans." Wondering what goes through your mind when you see him saying that.
Well, just with respect to the GI Bill, I think that John McCain made the same mistake that a number of Republicans made on the GI Bill, in the sense that, number one, they thought that this should be a partisan issue, which it shouldn't, and number two, they tended to view the recipient as an active duty military person rather than a veteran. There's a tendency to think that the all-volunteer military is an all-career military. And what they need to understand, and in all these different issues that I've raised over the last year and a half, like the dwell time amendment, that 70% of the Marine Corps and 75% of the United States Army gets out of the service at or before the end of their first enlistment. In other words, the overwhelming majority of the people who come in and are doing these tours in Afghanistan and Iraq leave the military within 4 years. And they're the ones we wanted to take care of in the GI Bill. And John McCain and Lindsey Graham and a number of these other people tended to look at this as, how are you going to reward people who are still on active duty? And they just missed the message here.